As the 1958 governor's race dawned, the shadow of Big Jim Folsom loomed over the scene. Even though Big Jim couldn't be on the ballot because the Alabama Constitution prohibited a governor from succeeding himself. But Big Jim's larger-than-life presence was pervasive. Although Big Jim was prohibited from seeking a record third term in 1958, the aspirants could not decide if they wanted his support or not. On one hand, he was popular with the rural Alabamians. On the other hand, his second term had been as tumultuous and chaotic as his first, and probably more scandalous and corrupt. As was the custom, because you couldn't succeed yourself, the man who ran second became the front runner 4 years later. It was called running a get acquainted race. This pattern had been played out throughout the decades. The runner-up to Big Jim in 1954 was Jimmy Faulkner, who was a state senator from Bay Minette in Baldwin County. Faulkner was a successful businessman who owned a string of newspapers. He was sharp, handsome, and articulate, with a little more polish than Big Jim, but not nearly the charisma. However, having finished second in 1954, Faulkner emerged as a frontrunner when the 1958 governor's race began. It was apparent early on that George Wallace would be Faulkner's biggest rival. Wallace was a fiery circuit judge in Barber County, had been running for governor since he was in knee pants. He'd been traveling, organizing state for 4 years, preparing to run. Wallace was especially well organized in South Alabama. He'd actually been Big Jim's South Alabama campaign manager in 1954, and he was poised to build on and use those contacts. It was apparent that Wallace was a political force to be reckoned with in this race and in years to come. He had a magnetism that connected with voters and a phenomenal ability to remember people's names. He was also a gifted orator and debater. John Patterson was the Attorney General of Alabama. His father, Albert Patterson, had been elected 4 years earlier but was assassinated shortly after his election. The elder Patterson was a Phoenix City lawyer who'd run a platform of cleaning up Phoenix City, which had emerged as one of the most corrupt cities in America. It was a poor man's Las Vegas, with gambling and prostitution catering to the vast army of soldiers stationed in Fort Benning in Columbus, Georgia, just over the Alabama line. The city was run by a tough local mafia. After Albert Patterson was elected, they actually killed him. Albert Patterson's young son and law partner, John, ascended to Attorney General after his father was elected and assassinated. John Patterson had a very successful term as Attorney General. At the same time, a movie entitled The Phoenix City Story had been made about the corruption and cleanup of Phoenix City that portrayed John Patterson very favorably. It seemed like every Alabamian had seen the movie. And there was still a lot of sympathy for what the mob had done to Patterson's father. When Patterson joined the governor's race, Faulkner and Wallace did not realize what an icon Patterson had become. It was not until the votes were counted that Faulkner and Wallace realized they'd been running against the wrong man. Patterson led the field. Wallace ran second. Faulkner endorsed Patterson in runoff against Wallace. Wallace fought hard and tried to bait and debate Patterson. However, Patterson adroitly ignored Wallace and hid out campaigning the country. Patterson beat Wallace by 65,000 votes in the June runoff and became the youngest man at age 36 to ever be elected governor. John Patterson beat Wallace soundly. Wallace realized that race was the issue and Patterson had won with this issue. Wallace was distraught at the loss. He went to a month of depression. Afterwards, he got up, started campaigning, and never stopped for 4 years. George Wallace would not be denied in 1962.
Thank y'all for listening.